Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Big shout out, as always, to our producer, Jacob. Hey, Jacob, how you doing?
Hey, Erica, doing so well today. A little bit gloomy out there, but I'm enjoying this nice morning.
I'm right there with you. It was 67, almost 70 here yesterday, and it's 39 now. So, I mean, the sun's shining, so that's a plus, but
We had hail and snow randomly this last weekend, and then it just kind of went away, and now it's kind of looking like it might come back. So
yeah, we had some was supposed to be bad storms. It wasn't really that bad by us, but thankful. That means the rain is going to bring greenness. It's going to bring rejuvenation. It's going to be opening ourselves all up for nice, wonderful weather, which is not what we're talking about today, but it does talk about rejuvenation and really being ourselves and giving ourselves a rebirth, which you guys are in for a treat today. This episode is named Letting the Good Girl Go So the Real Woman Can Live. And that is so important. We have to, and just because we say women, gentlemen, doesn't mean it doesn't apply to you. Let that good boy go too. But every one of us is called to leadership, whether it is our own home, our corporate or professional position, or of our own business. And to be a truly effective, authentic, and vision-driven, powerful leaders, we need to let go of all the illusions around limitations, what we should have been, or what we should have shown up to be, all the would-haves, could-haves, should-haves that we doubt and question ourselves. You know, our passion, joy, and success is dependent upon our willingness to take risks, bring all of who we are to the table, and let that good girl inside go. And that is what we'll be discussing today with my guest, Dorothy Martin Neville, PhD. Dorothy is an international speaker, best-selling author, executive leadership coach, consultant, and master trainer. She is also the founder of four companies, including the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where as a leader for 19 years in the field of integrative health in the United States, she has trained physicians, nurses, and other medical practitioners, as well as non-medically trained individuals in the field of energy medicine. From an orphanage to the boardroom, she has learned the skills of resiliency, authenticity, claiming the I am, and knowing anything is possible with the right tools. Please help me welcome Dorothy Martin Neville. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
So how did you get into this line of work? I mean, it's amazing.
Well, actually, when I started my private practice as a therapist, I started noticing that patients coming into my office with certain personalities were being presented with certain diseases. And your dogs are doing what your dogs are doing. Doesn't this show you our message here that life goes on and we are still who we are and we have to let life be what it is rather than pretending it's not happening, except that it is. Yeah. So I got into this business by noticing that certain personalities were presenting with particular diseases. And when I asked friends who were MDs, have they noticed that certain personalities were developing diseases? They all said to me, it's purely coincidental. But when you can start predicting, you know, it's not coincidental. There's a science behind it. And I spent my career pursuing that science of how our personalities or our leadership style impacts our health and recognizing that it's all because of the stories we tell ourselves. You know, if we tell ourselves, I can't, if we tell ourselves, it's not possible, other people can, I can't, I'll never be good enough, whatever the messages are that we tell ourselves, life is a struggle and then you die. Many, many messages that hold us back. And for years, I saw this as a therapist and presented it. I've worked with them, those who presented with physical diseases, those who presented with emotional issues or therapeutic issues, and supported them and looking at the whole picture. How are you creating dis-ease in your life, which creates dis-ease in your body, which is going to cause you to become who you think you are supposed to be, which makes you progressively more at dis-ease, because giving ourselves up to become what we're supposed to be doesn't feel good. And yet we do it anyway in order to be loved or in order to be safe. So it's a really roundabout thing that I support people in letting go of all the shoulds so they can become who they're meant to be, so that they have their health emotionally, spiritually, and physically.
And that is so important. And I think sometimes we forget that, right? We're all of our emotions, all of our mental, emotional, physical, spiritual health, they're all interconnected. And when you have a little bit of a flat tire on one of them, the ride's not going to be smooth.
No.
Yeah. And so I know I believe this, as do you, that women can change the world.
Absolutely. And, yes.
And sometimes though, we are our own worst enemy, you know? Yep. So in what ways do women most betray themselves in their ability to be effective leaders?
Well, it starts with mindset. When you believe you don't have a chance, when you believe you're pushing a boulder uphill, when you believe that it's all about struggle, you get lost because your energy goes into the battle. It doesn't go into being the leader you are. And so it really means changing the mindset that says, I already am the leader I want to be. I just need to get out of my own way and let it happen.
And don't be, actually just watching a show last night, and we saw this character evolving, right? She was soft, right? Her hair was a little softer and her dress was a little softer. And then all of a sudden now she was in charge and her outside image changed. She was dressing differently.
Yeah.
Right. And in trying to figure out, did she feel like she needed to do that? I mean, it was a TV show, right? So who knows if it was even intentionally done, but because now she was this leader of this organization, she looked like she was dressing more manly. Her appearance was more stern, and it was very interesting to notice, as you know, are you doing this because you think you need to? Or are you doing this because this was really always your inner self and now you feel the power to display it? And right, I think right. It's very interesting. I mean, and again, it was a TV show and could be reading much more into it, but it's the evolution of things.
And it's real. It's real. Yeah. And the thing is, if that's who she always was and she finally had permission, congratulations to her.
Right.
If she thought she needed to let go of pieces of who she was to become who she was supposed to be in that role, she won't be able to sustain that role and stay at peace. She will have to keep progressively giving up more and more of who she is in order to stay there. And that makes the cost really high.
Right. Because if you're not being authentic, right? No. If you're not living that passion, you're not living your vision, and you're trying to be something you're not. I mean, within any right, whether it's professional, whether it's personal, whether it's your family, you're doing things because you want to make other people happy. The people pleasers, right?
You can't sustain it. Yeah, and women are taught to be people pleasers. Women are taught not to make anybody else feel bad. They're taught not to make anybody sad or depressed or scared. So basically, I can't be in my full energy because that may be too much for you. So let me make myself small so that you feel okay. Right. And every time I choose to make myself small so you feel okay, who am I really giving? Am I in a relationship with somebody? They're only going to be able to love me to the extent that they know me. And if am I hiding most of who I am, are they really loving who I am? Or are they loving who it is I'm trying to be, so that I can be in this relationship? It really ends up, it's about that self-betrayal. So for me, what I do is I work on mindset. Are you willing to own all that you are? Are you willing to admit there's no such thing as too much? I may be too much for an individual, but that's there about them. That's not about me.
Right.
So it's owning that. And then communication skills. We see most women apologizing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you don't mind. I'm sorry if you, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry to, what if, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but I really need to know what is the exact time that we're starting this meeting is very different from, okay. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I just need to know what time is our meeting. And as soon as you say that, you progressively go down and down and you're treated accordingly. So it's learning, how do we speak? Do we speak? I don't believe in aggression at all, but do we speak assertively? Do we say, right. I am here. And because I am here, I need to address something with you. Do you have the time to speak? Which is very different than, I'm so sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but if you don't mind, if you could find the time, I would really appreciate it if you could find time to talk to me, as if somehow they are so far above that I'm really asking permission in my lowly self to be visible.
And I think that's a great place to take a break, because when we come back, we're going to talk about claiming the I am. But before we go, Dorothy, tell folks how they can reach you.
My email is dorothy@askdrdorothy.com. And my website is askdrdorothy.com.
Wonderful. And you have an upcoming 8-week online course, how your personality leadership style impacts your health.
Correct.
Yeah. And how can people find out more about that? Just on your website?
Just on my website, or send me an email and I'll send them all the information they need.
Wonderful. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Krista Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Dorothy Martin Neville. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
So during our last segment, we talked about how women change the world and sometimes how we get in our own way. Mm-hmm. And during this segment, we want to talk about claiming the I am. So what do you mean by claiming the I am? We referenced a little bit during the end of the last segment, but what do you mean by that and how do we do it?
It's recognizing who we truly are, the fullness of who we truly are, and having permission to say, I am ambitious. I am outgoing. I am somebody who loves being a leader. I'm somebody who is very creative. Owning that without hiding, because so often to say I am is a statement that means I am. I'm not going to be ignored. I'm not going to give me up so that you can shine. I want both of us to shine. I want to support you shining, but I'm not going to disappear in order to do that. But let me help you shine. That would make me feel terrific to help you take off and fly. And do that without giving us up to make it happen. And so frequently we disappear so that we can help others feel good.
And I think that is a very common thread of among a lot of people, but especially women, because that's the role that we were put in, right? And, and it's also, we're compassionate. We're nurturers, many of us. And it feels like we must do that in order to do that. And it's not. I laughed because I was sending a message to my son about something. And he said, I like it that you're supporting me, but you're also kind of kicking me in the butt too. And I'm like, oh yeah, I can give you a nice good smack upside the head and still say, I love you. And
and sometimes we have to. Right. You're right. And it's that ability to say, I'm here to support you, but I'm going to give it to you from my fullness. Yes. I'm not going to become so depleted because I'm taking care of every single person I know that I have no time to replenish myself. I am going to be here. I'm going to get the sleep I need. I'm going to get the alone time I need. I'm going to take the time each day to do those little things that I need to do to make my life work. It could be as simple as I'm doing my own laundry. I am taking time out for lunch versus I'm going to skip lunch today because somebody needs me during that time. No, I'm not. I may have something quick, it's going to be 15 minutes, but I need time for me. And when I've taken time for me, I then can give to you from fullness rather than many women go to bed completely exhausted. What about if we only went to bed tired?
Well, and it's being unapologetically doing it, right? Not having to really say, I'm so sorry, I can't do that. It's, you know, I have plans. It's setting those boundaries. And it's
across the planet. When somebody makes a phone call and you know you've got 5 minutes because you're in the midst of so many things, to say, when they say to them, do you have time to talk? Yes, I have 5 minutes. Well, I don't want to say that. I don't want to make them feel bad. Excuse me. If you say I have 5 minutes, that allows you to relax for 5 minutes. Rather than praying to God that she doesn't want to talk for half an hour, because now you're going to be way behind, filled with stress, spending the rest of your day catching up. Set a boundary to begin with. That is the I am. I am willing to support you, but I am also aware of what I need to do in order to stay at peace, in order to stay true to who I am. And I have 5 minutes to offer you. How can I help?
Yes, and I think that is important because you're setting boundaries, and I'm big on those boundaries, right? You need to set them, communicate them. You can't assume somebody knows what your boundaries are because they're different. Everybody has different boundaries, and then sticking with them, sticking with those that you're not drawing a line in the sand and then erasing it and then moving it because it doesn't fit the other person's needs. They're your boundaries.
Right, and if you can own it without guilt,
yes.
If you can own it without shame, if you can own it without the illusion of selfishness, you've got it. That I'm very willing to be present with you, but for this amount of time. That's not an unloving statement. That's not a cruel statement. To limit how much you give is not being selfish. It's working in self-care.
Yes, it is. And it's something that we all need to learn to be better at. And it takes practice. It's not going to be learned overnight. And many people have to practice it on a daily basis to be able to say no without apology, to be themselves, to do the I am. I am unhappy with this. I am powerful. I am assertive. because people think sometimes assertive and aggressive are the same, and right. They're not.
They're dramatically different. Aggressive is against somebody. When we are aggressive, it's against. When we are assertive, it is for. This is who I am. Yeah. So it's a really huge thing to do, that aggression is against, assertiveness is for, because it is unfamiliar with so many women to stand up for themselves, to claim that right to exist, because the I am is really our right to exist. My right to acknowledge my needs and my wants and my desires, as much as I acknowledge yours. And if I'm going to do that, I'm going to fill both of them. I'm not only going to fill yours and give me up in the process. I am, I exist, and I have to be aware of what I need, what I want, what I love. And many women would come in when I was a therapist and seeing 42 patients a week. So many women would come in and I'd say, tell me how you feel. I don't know. I haven't felt in 22 years. I just go through my day. And what a sad statement. And that's really a perfect example that the I am was given away in order to be of servitude.
That's an important statement. It's, you know, and it's, as you said earlier, when you know who you are and who you are not, right? That's where, and sometimes we have to go back to that. You know, what are our values? What do we want, you know, ourselves, not to what we want for others. What do we want? And what do we need to do to get there? Because if you're not happy with yourself, you're not going to be happy in any sort of relationship, whether that's your children, your loved ones, your spouse, your significant other, your personal life, professional life. And we need to take that back. We need to claim it. We need to hold our heads high, right? It's something I saw, you know, hold your head high, you know, your heels, your expectations, and your head should always be high.
Yes, love it. You know, the way I describe that to many of my clients is that you're sitting in this chair here talking to me. On the far side of the room is the life you created. The far side of the room is all your lovers, all the careers you've had, the homes you've lived in, the children, your extended family, all of your friendships. All of that is over there on the far side of the room. That's the life you created. That is not you. You're over here in the chair. And when you can begin to see that, there's a huge divider between this is me and that's the life I created. And when we get lost in that life, we're betraying the person who's sitting in this chair. Because I created that, that is not bigger than me. That is not more powerful than me. I created that lifestyle. I'm over here as the creator doing that. And when we can own that, we never disappear into our work. We never disappear into our family. We approach all of them as something we're choosing to do and be a part of. We're not approaching it as reflecting who we are. It's a dramatically different approach.
Yeah, and for listeners, I think we've all fallen into that. I mean, I'll raise my hand and make this an I statement. I know I've fallen into that. You know, I lived for my son, right? That was my role. And that was what I focused on. And then when they, you know, leave, you get to an empty nest. You're like, who am I? What am I? Right. Now that I'm still his mother, but I was so focused on that. And we all fall into it in some way, in some shape, at some level. So, you know, it's not that everyone out here is perfect. We just need to realize it and then do something so that we're back to ourselves.
Right. So the hope is not that we never do it. It's much more so that if we do it, let's recognize it within the first 5 or 10 minutes and back up. Right. Versus living that as a lifestyle. We're human. It's easy to fall back into old patterns. And yet when they show up, if we're aware of the I am, when we're betraying ourselves, we're going to realize we feel uncomfortable. We feel resentment. We resent when we give more than we're comfortable giving. So the moment resentment shows up, what am I doing? Because that's betraying whatever it is I am. What am I doing when I get resentful? What am I doing when I'm feeling depressed because I'm invisible? Let me back up, because it's not about those out there. They have no clue. This is about me. How do I step back and reclaim me and be present with my own I am?
Yes.
Very different.
It is very different. And understanding that sometimes you put yourself there and, right. and where you're feeling resentful and unsupported from whatever it is, right? Whether it's a professional relationship or a personal relationship, did you put yourself there? Did you not set the boundaries? Did you not claim yourself? And you're feeling now resentful because they're taking advantage of you when you might have allowed it to, in some situations. I'm not saying that definitely in all situations, but did you make yourself available? Were you continually saying, okay, well, yeah, I know it's after 5 o'clock and I'm supposed to be done at five, but okay, I'll stay on. Okay, I'll do this. And you're continually doing it.
We teach people to take advantage of us.
Yes. Right?
So like we are always the one that allows that to happen. We are the one that does that. If your boss asks you to stay over and you make a choice, okay, I'm willing to stay until this time. How can I help? It's very different from I'm a victim and I'm being abused. Right. When we enter relationships in which we're consistently taken advantage of, it's because we've allowed that to develop. Now, it may be that we entered this relationship and realized 5 months in, 6 months in, a year in, that, wow, there's only room for one of us in this relationship and it's not me. You now have a choice. Are you going to change the way that relationship functions or are you going to leave it? If you don't change it because there's resistance and you allow the resistance to give you permission to keep betraying yourself, you can't blame the other person. If you stay in a position where there's no room for you, you chose to stay. I'm not saying leaving is easy, but you choose to stay so right. that there's no victim there.
So this is a perfect time for a break because as we said earlier, we need to know who we are and who we are not. But getting to know that is going to take a little bit more. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about emotional intelligence. But before we go, Dorothy, tell folks how they can reach you, maybe get a copy of that ebook giveaway and learn more about your 8-week online course.
My 8-week online course will be right there on my website. They're welcome to see it or give me a call. You can reach me at Dorothy@askdrdorothy.com, askdrdorothy.com, or at my website, askdrdorothy.com.
Wonderful. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life.
Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Thank you.
we're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Dorothy Martin-Neville. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
So we're talking a lot of wonderful tips and tricks and information on how we as women can change the world by letting that good girl go so the real women can live. And I think it's an important message. It's an important message that sometimes we fall back into old habits. Mm-hmm. But how do we really reclaim that I am? And part of that is knowing who we are and who we are not.
Right.
But it also gets into emotional intelligence. So explain a little bit for maybe folks who don't know, what is emotional intelligence and how does that get us to the point where we need to be?
Emotional intelligence is the skill set that says, I know me so well, I know how this particular thing is going to make me feel. I know that when I don't get any phone calls or any new clients today, I'm going to go to a place of depression and illusion that I'm useless, that I have nothing to offer. All right. And then I know that if I do this, I can turn that script around right away. I can stop the story, whether it's calling a girlfriend, whether it's having a list of all your successes on the computer, whatever it may be. I know that I could make this happen. And I know me. I know what I need when I go down. I know what I need when I get nervous. And it's that awareness that I know my triggers and I know how to deal with every one of them, as well as I know my emotional strengths. I know that when there's a crisis, I stop, I stand a little taller, and I go into problem solving. If I know that about me, then I don't have to dread crises. It also means I don't have to create crises in order to feel powerful, because many of us create crises. You know, we know others, we know women who live in drama and trauma. And if you live in drama and trauma, recognize that no matter who helps you solve this problem today, by mid-afternoon, you're going to have another one, because being caught in drama and trauma allows you to feel like you're doing something. So if doing something is important and you know that that's the way that you do it, let's step back and find a way for you to feel important without drama and trauma. What do you need to do because that's an experience you like? How can you find it in a way that doesn't create stress in your body, that doesn't support emotional, spiritual, and physical illness? How can you be creative and powerful and be a problem solver and something that eliminates problems before they start or deals with the problem the moment it shows up rather than when it hits the crisis stage? And it's really knowing who you are, what you feel, what generates those feelings. Nobody causes you to feel anything. Nobody causes you to feel self-doubt. You allowed them to put that in you. Why? What about your own insecurities causes you to feel inadequate when somebody says whatever? When somebody points out a failing you had 3 years ago, and you always go into, I'm a failure when that's brought up. How do you deal with that? You know, with my clients, I always say, let's do a reality check. When somebody walks in and says to me, you know, I tried this and it failed, I'm not good at anything. I'll say, really? Then when you became president of this organization, that was an accident. When you became on the board of directors over here, that was another accident. When you did this, it was sheer luck. And so when I can point out that you're buying an emotional message that makes you feel negative, it's because you're denying the reality of all the successes you've had so far. And so what I had her do was write down just five of her largest successes, put it on the side of the computer with the sticky, and leave it there so that every moment she starts going down, she has the emotional intelligence to say, my way out of this spiral that I'm going into is to read that, because that's based on truth. It's not somebody's compliment. And then come up. That's really what it amounts to is, who are you? What makes you feel strong? What makes you give it up and betray who you are?
And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. It's Eleanor Roosevelt said, no one can make you feel inferior without your permission or consent, or, you know, paraphrasing here. Sorry, Eleanor. But it's true, right? So people might say hurtful words, but we choose how we react to those and how we let it define, not define, right? Just like all of the horrible things that people go through. How do some come out above and some just dwell in it, right? And they just unpack and they stay there. And emotional intelligence really gets you to a point where I know that in this situation, I don't react well. What do I need to do to fix that or to avoid that? Not avoid, but not be put into that situation, right? Because it's not about just avoidance, right? It's about creating a scenario where you can thrive, right? It's like it's the trauma and drama. If you know you feed off of that, how do you work so that you don't need that to feel successful, to feel like I have solved somebody else's problems, or I put myself in a position where I get myself all stressed out and then do it, right? It's with procrastination. Sometimes you realize you worried, you stressed and because you don't want to do something, and then you do it and it takes 5 minutes and you're like, I worried and stressed for 2 weeks over that. And it was literally a 5 minute thing. Why did I do that? Why do I put myself through that?
And that with emotional intelligence, you can say that. You can start to recognize the moment I feel that anxiety about something that's going to be so difficult. Wait a minute. Let's stop. Rather than going 2 weeks, let's spend 5 minutes and say, wait a minute, I know where this is going. I know me well enough. I know emotionally where this is going. Let me stop, get it over with. And I've saved myself 2 weeks of angst and I've done this. And it's the same thing. And know that if you love drama and trauma, it's because you grew up in drama and trauma. And if you grow up in it, you're not there anymore. You don't live at home with your parents or in the foster home or the orphanage or whatever that was. You don't live there anymore. You don't need to do your life that way. How do you want to do it now? Letting go of the concept. You know, when my daughter was little, I have a son and a daughter. When Mamie was little, I used to say to her, sweetheart, we don't do crisis in this house. You know, as a teenager, she couldn't find her brush. Or she couldn't find a piece of clothing she wanted to wear. It's probably in her dirty clothes pile. I said, sweetie, we don't do crisis here. We have big problems and little problems, and every problem has a solution. So let's figure out what's the problem, what's the solution, because there always is one. And when you can begin to see that, crises is something we create. It's a big problem or a little problem. How are we going to deal with it? And when we can do that, we're not in overwhelmed. We don't feel powerless. We don't have the illusions of victimization. We stand up and we deal with whatever needs to be dealt with. You know, it's a very different approach to life, to know that whatever's going on with you emotionally, it's only an emotion. I can deal with every emotion I possess, and I've got an infinite number. It's knowing if you wake up in the morning feeling depressed, okay, I woke up feeling depressed. It must have been a dream I had, a nightmare I had, something that I was processing overnight that put me in depression. Do I want to go through my day in depression today? No, I'm not going to avoid or deny this. What's causing me to feel this depression? It's because somebody is leaving. It's because something is happening. Okay, how do you want to deal with that? And now how do you want to get out of bed? I want to get out of bed in gratitude, not depression. Okay, let me spend 1 minute. What am I grateful for? So now I've stepped out of bed in gratitude, able to deal with whatever that situation was versus I'm depressed. I hate it when I get depressed. I can't control it. It takes 2 weeks to leave. And now I have to go through 2 weeks of depression. No, you don't. Step back a moment. You're in charge of the emotions. They're not in charge of you.
It's feel the feelings, don't unpack and live there, right? It's
right.
Acknowledge them, right? Acknowledge them and then drop them. Like you said, gratitude. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. Yeah you woke up depressed, but guess what? I woke up, right? It's finding the positive and the gratefulness in every situation we have, because there is always, it's that mindset. The mindset reset, right? The making sure that we can fully live in the moment and not live in the area that we feel. And sometimes it's what we feel we deserve. It's
Right. And what we're used to. It's what we're used to. If I'm used to being depressed, this is like home base for me. I'm just going to stay there because that's home base. It doesn't have to be. There's a reason it's home base. There's a belief system you have that keeps you in that place. You can change your belief systems and it changes where you live. You know, so it's looking at what's the belief system? What's the story you keep telling yourself? Because we truly are a byproduct of the stories we tell ourselves.
Yes. So that's the perfect spot to take a break. And we're going to wrap up today's show with talking about collaboration, one of my favorite topics. Before we go, tell folks how they can reach you.
AskDrDorothy.com or email me Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y at AskDrDorothy.com.
Wonderful. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Widrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Widrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Dorothy Martin Neville. Before we wrap up today's episode, tell listeners how they can reach you.
They can reach me at my email address, Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, at AskDrDorothy.com or on my website at AskDrDorothy.com.
Thank you so much. So this last segment, we're going to wrap up our conversation with collaboration. And I truly believe, as cliche as it sounds, we rise by lifting others up. But that doesn't mean that we have to forget about ourselves, right? And when we can collaborate with others and reach out and find that support system, I mean, what does that do for ourselves when we are able to find that?
Well, it's truly how women are programmed, if you will. It's part of our DNA is to be collaborative, to be in community, because it's nesting. It's like nesting is creating a home. We're nesting. And what ends up happening is that when we are in collaboration, we are giving people a hand up. When we are rescuing them, which is absolutely pathology, we are sinking under the boat so we can hold that boat up for them. All right. So us drowning to help them make it isn't what this is about. It's about, I'm succeeding in my business, but I want to go further. You're succeeding. If we come together, we can rise together. If we support each other, it works. That starts from when you're at home or you're young and you're raising your little babies. You know, you drive the kids to school, I will pick the kids up. Well, you drive these days, I'll drive those days. And you're both freed up to do other things. You're working in collaboration as moms with preschoolers or young children. When you get older and now you're entering the workforce or you're working in volunteer organizations, if you work as a team, the team is so much greater than doing things alone. When, to me, it's the gift of brainstorming. I'm in the illusion that to be a powerful woman, I have to do it by myself. It's such an illusion. I have to be able to do it all by myself to prove I can, because somehow that makes me powerful. What that does is make you a wee bit crazy, because when you have to do it all by yourself, you are finding the most difficult way possible to do about pretty much anything. And I love my alone time. So this isn't a giving up alone time. I'm talking about tasks we're doing, things we're doing. How can I do this? How can I do it together? I have VAs. I have the most amazing VA that supports me. She does the things I'm not good at. We are working in collaboration to make my business what it is. So when I can send her all of these things, I don't have to spend hours, if not days or weeks, learning how to do something I'm not very good at and something she loves and she can do in a few minutes. So how do we collaborate together to make this work? She makes money. I make money. We all go and everybody wins, you know? So in collaboration, we're coming together not to become smaller, but to help each of us become bigger, to help each of us have greater impact, to have greater influence, and to have greater profit. So when we come together in collaboration, everybody wins, but we win at a bigger table.
Yes. And it's you know, the pure definition of collaboration, right? It's knowing your strengths and knowing your weaknesses so that when you can collaborate with somebody else, it's, this is your strength, this is your weakness, not that you're not their faults. It's, what are we both good at? And what are we both maybe needing help with? Because that's how you do make those steps, right? To achieve what you want. And sometimes we don't like to ask for help. I mean, I'll raise both hands. Sometimes I don't like to ask for help. And we have a joke that we say in our house, it's, I'm independent. No, because my son used to say that when I'm like, would you like me to help you with that? I'm trying to open something. No, I'm independent. I can do it myself. And I probably just said that earlier this week. So I was trying to move something and would you like help with that? I can do it. I'm capable of doing this. Why? Why do I have to prove that?
And it's, and the, yeah, being thing. Capable doesn't mean you have to.
Right. And that's the thing. Yes, I could do it. Would it be easier if I got help? And sometimes that trigger in our head makes you think that if I can't show I can do it myself, does that mean I'm less? And it doesn't, right? It's easier if you ask for help, if you collaborate, if you go through and really help one another. And it's not about passing the buck. It's not about saying that you can't or are unwilling or incapable. It's how do we work together to make both people successful? And that's relationships, professional, business, anything. And it can
all of it. Yeah. And it's recognizing that being a part of a team doesn't weaken your individuality. Because the fact is, if you give up your individuality and your independence when you join a team, the team loses. The team needs everybody's fullness to show up. The team needs your independence, your capabilities, your skill sets to show up. And if you play small in the group, you do self-betrayal and the group loses. And that doesn't mean you agree with everything, but when you disagree with something that somebody threw out there, you may be adding to the program in a way they don't see it. You get five coaches together. we are all going to come in. We've had similar training, if you will, but we're all going to come in with the uniqueness of who our life story has created, right? So when we come in and somebody offers an idea, somebody else say, well, have you thought about, I never even thought about that. My God, what a great idea. Somebody says, yeah. And what if we did it this particular way? Oh my God, I thought of this, but I never thought of that. And now all of a sudden, because one person took a risk, threw out something that was different than the initial proposal, now we're building and making it so much bigger and better than it could have been with one person's ideas. Not that they were wrong, but we can make it exponentially so much greater. And when you know that, you realize I get to be a part of an exciting couple or an exciting group or an exciting organization versus I have to play smaller the more people that are involved. No, play bigger the more people that are involved, because that level of knowing, that level of creativity, that level of intelligence and experience is uniquely yours. So bring it to the table. And the illusion of independence is that if I join in, I lose. And the fact is, yeah, I can move a couch myself if I'm going to do something. But if you help me move it, it doesn't make me less than, it makes it a faster process. Right. All right. If I'm claiming that I am, it doesn't matter if 8 people are helping me or I'm doing it alone. And if you've ever put on an event, you know how amazingly beautiful it is when you have volunteers or paid staff coming in to set the tables, to set the chairs, to make sure the mic works, to make sure the PowerPoint's ready to roll. You don't have to do it all alone. It doesn't make you less than. It makes you the authority.
Right. And you know? Remembering to be teachable, right? That's a big thing is
right.
You're not always right. Be teachable, be open to other ideas. You still don't have to play small or shrink yourself, but there might be a better way of doing it. Just because you've always done it this way doesn't mean that there's not a more efficient, effective, or more desirable way to do it.
We've always got to be open to learning. You know, I got off a call earlier today with an associate who just, I feed her what she needs. I call out her best self. And she teaches me different ways of phrasing something of who my audience is, of what I'm doing and how it works. It's like, I never thought of it that way. She goes, because you don't see that in you. This is massive. This is what your greatest gift is. Wow, what a wonderful way to phrase that. Now, okay, you grow because, no, I've got this down. I've already done this. I've got it. I've blocked it. I know. But really, okay, stay stuck. Stay in that smaller place when somebody is calling you to a bigger expression of yourself. And constantly that bigger expression of ourselves can be scary, but I believe it's our soul's way of calling us to become who we're meant to be. I truly believe we're called in our soul, that inner knowing, that inner calling is saying, don't get stuck. Don't stay where you are. Keep growing, keep changing, keep becoming.
And I think that is a perfect note to end our session today, is that know yourself, be authentic, and be willing to grow, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you again so much, Dorothy, for being with us today. One last time, tell people how they can reach you.
Certainly. My email is Dorothy, Dorothy, at askdrdorothy.com. And my website is askdrdorothy.com. Thank you so very much. It's been a joy.
Thank you. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take action. And if you are ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. This series will help you achieve your goals, move forward by letting go of the things that no longer serve you, learning to love yourself and others fully, and living life to the fullest. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to learn more about the 12-week series and to get that free Empower Hour. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day. And I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show. And tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.